Permet mia, permet mister, I think from hell, it's the moment, by your plan, and I am bound, Lord, grant my feet on higher ground, I want to stand.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Thank you for joining me once again for It's a Good Life. Now, we're in the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, and we're looking at verse 4. Well, just before we look at that, you know, one thing comes to my mind today, and that is the fact that there's so much going on around us right now in this time, day and time that we live in. It's really no different from any other time, except we're here now and we're seeing bad things happen to our country, the United States of America. But not only that, we're seeing things happen to the world. Things are going on that sometimes we just don't understand. Well, how can a person be happy during these times that we live in? I go back to the book of Psalms, and Psalm 16:11, I see this psalm. It says, "Thou wilt show me the path of life." Well, God has shown us the path of life. He's shown us how that we can have eternal life, and that life comes through our Savior, Jesus Christ. And then that verse goes on to say in Psalm 16:11, it says, "In thy presence is fullness of joy." The only way that we can come into the presence of God is by trusting Jesus as Lord and Savior. And then we get into His Word, and we are in His presence. We pray, and He talks to us through His Word. It says, "In thy presence is fullness of joy." How do you have joy today? You get into the presence of God. And at thy right hand, the verse goes on to say, "There are pleasures forevermore." Jesus Christ came, and He died for us. He gave His life for this lost world, the people of this world. And we can have the fullness of joy today because of the Lord Jesus Christ. I also see in Psalm 21 and verse 1 about joy. "The king shall joy in thy strength, O Lord, and in thy salvation. How greatly shall he rejoice." Well, I say we become kings and priests once we trust Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And that's talking about us as well as any king in this world that would trust Jesus as Savior. "The king shall joy in thy strength." It's in the strength of the Lord. He is our strength. He is our rock. He's the one who we depend upon as saved people. His joy is our strength. And notice in verse 27, or Psalm 27 and verse 6, it says, "And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies." There's so many things that are against people today. They look around, they say, "Oh, how am I going to make it? This person's against me. The world is against me." I'm speaking of a saved person today who has this in mind today. It says, "And now shall my head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord." Now, don't get worried. I'm not going to sing. Okay, I'm not going to do that. You turn me off almost immediately, possibly. I don't know, but I'm not going to sing. But I want to call to your attention here that the psalmist says, "Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices." You see, when things are going bad, we look around us and we say, "Oh, things are so bad today, and I'm going through a difficult time." Well, how can we, as saved people, offer sacrifice to the Lord? Sacrifice to the Lord is joy. When we are joyful in the presence of God, and we start realizing that He's given us everything we will ever need, "I will offer in His tabernacle sacrifices of joy." And notice another sacrifice, "I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord." Now, I don't know what you're going through today. You may be on top of the world, and I've said this before, you may be going through a difficult time. I believe that many people today are wondering what's going to take place next. Things look bad. But notice this, Psalm 30 and verse 5, "For his anger endureth but a moment." That's speaking about God now. "His anger endureth but a moment. In his favor is life." And that life, of course, comes through Jesus Christ. But notice this now. Whatever you're going through, whatever the difficulties you're having, the verse says, "Weeping may endure for a night." Here's the word joy. "But joy cometh in the morning." We always have this assurance that joy comes to those who wait upon the Lord, to those who trust Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. I want to read one more psalm, Psalm 32, verse 11. Now, I know we're studying the book of Ephesians, but I just wanted to share this with you about joy. Psalm 32, 11 says, "Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart." We're upright in heart because we trusted Jesus. We're righteous because we trusted Jesus. We can rejoice. We can be glad in the Lord. We can shout for joy that Jesus Christ is still on the throne, that God is our Heavenly Father, and we have nothing to fear, that Jesus Christ is our Savior, and God, the Father, is our Heavenly Father. Joy. Have joy today because of Jesus Christ. Well, Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 4, I don't read that verse now. It says, "Neither filthiness," and it's talking about things that Paul's telling the people at Ephesus, and he's telling us these things as well, things that should not be in our lives. "Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks." Neither filthiness, we talked about this, it literally means, as one commentator has said, that which is shameful. Neither filthiness, that means shameful, or deformed, or distorted. Nor foolish talking. And that means that we are not to make fun of the Christian life. We are not to make fun of God. We're not to tell jokes about going to heaven or whatever. I don't know. There's many things that people could make fun of, even as Christians. They make fun of things. But I would remind you, as the Bible says in Matthew 12:36, that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. Now, we're going to stand at the judgment seat of Christ. That's those of us who are saved. We're going to stand there and we're going to receive reward or suffer loss. And that doesn't mean the loss of salvation. That means crowns that we could have gotten had we been faithful to the Lord to save people. But we're going to give an account of the things that we've done in this life, not to see whether we're saved or lost, because you're not going to be at the judgment seat unless you are saved. So we're there, and we will give an account of those things that we've done as Christians in this life. Well, the verse goes on to say, "Nor jesting." This is flippant, unserious, kidding, or joking talk. Once again, it would be unchristian talk or unkind talk. And 1 Peter 3:8, I remind you, says, "Finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another." We're to have compassion for each other. "Love as brethren." Be pitiful. That means to have pity on our brothers and sisters in Christ. Be courteous. Be kind to people. Now, I've read in 1 Peter 3:8 that courteousness is not only encouraged, and as I've just read it, it's positively required. The verse says, "Be ye." Well, I go on to look here, and although humor and jesting, this is joking, verse 4, is often presented by ministers and other Christians, it's sometimes inconsistent with true dignity as it should be when the gospel is presented. We're not to be comedians as ministers of God. We're to present Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And I remind you that Jesus didn't come as a comedian. He did not come to entertain. The Bible tells us that he had one purpose in mind, and that was to seek and to save those who were lost. 1 Timothy 1:15 says, "This is the faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom," Paul the Apostle says, "of whom I am chief." Now, notice, we're not comedians. We're not to be comedians. And Paul also said in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 4, He said, "And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing," this would be a tantalizing or appealing, "words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power." Some ministers, I've heard them say that, I tell jokes every now and then to get people's attention. Well, let me say that Jesus Christ is the one who is the attention getter. He is the one who is to have the preeminence, not some joke that we may tell from the pulpit. But he is the one who is the one who is to have all the honor and glory. He's the one to whom we are to be pointing to. And James says in James 1:21, "Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity." This is excess, in other words, of naughtiness. This is bad behavior. "And receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls." We're to give out the word of God that's able to save people, that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. The preacher, saints alike, that's you who are saved, are to preach the word. We're to be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. Some people I've heard say, "Well, I'm not a judge. I don't judge people." Well, use the word of God. Let God do the judging. We're to preach the word, and that's to every person in this world, not only to people who stand behind the pulpit, but people who go out of the church. They go into the world. They're to preach the word, those who are saved. They're to be ready to give out the gospel. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine from the word of God. 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 2. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 4 goes on to say this about filthiness and foolish talking that we've looked at in the book of Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 4. It says this, notice, "which are not convenient," that verse goes on to say now, "which are not convenient." That is, these actions on the part of Christians do not fit their character as Christians. In other words, anything that we do that distracts from Jesus Christ as a Christian, that doesn't mean that we're not human, that we can't have fun, that everything is always serious. I'm speaking about when we're presenting Jesus Christ. We're to be serious about that. See, Christians are redeemed. We are not to be as the world, the unsaved, when it comes to the things of God. We have been purchased with the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, not to be as the filthiness of this world. We've been purchased with the precious blood of the Lord Christ for more than to make men laugh or to make fun of others. You see, we're soon going to be in heaven. And we as the saved people of God need to impress upon the hearts and minds of the people of the world with urgency the great need they have of knowing Christ as Savior. 2 Corinthians 5:11 says, "Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are made manifest unto God, and I trust also are made manifest in your consciences." Galatians 1:10 says, "For do I now persuade men?" Paul the Apostle saying this, "Do I persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I yet pleased men, I should not be the servant of God." We're not to give in to the whims of this world, to the things of this world. We're to stay true to God. The true course of our life as a Christian is to be benevolent, kind, cheerful, and courteous. It's not that we are to devote ourselves to those things, but we're to be serious about those things. Be solemn, thoughtful, deeply impressed with the presence of God and with eternal things. Pleasant, sociable, and beneficial. You see, a smile is not sinful, but preaching the gospel with a joke is. Hell is no joke. Preach the word today.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.